I'm speaking today with Dr. Ray Bertolotti of California. Dr. Bertolotti is going to be with us on Thursday, March 13th, 2014. Ray, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, BJ. Yeah, things are good here in California. Hope likewise where you are there. Kentucky, yeah, it's a long ways from here.
We certainly appreciate you coming east to see us. You shared with me when we talked in Anaheim in March that you don't do very many small meetings and you don't come east very often, so we feel honored to have you join us.
Well, I'm happy to be there. Yeah, it sounds like a fun place. I know I've been there in your state a couple of times, and people are so nice. So, well, hey, why not? Let's go back.
We also appreciate you being willing to come for expenses only so that your ticket sales all go to the Kentucky Dental Foundation and will be donated to one of our remote area medical clinics for charity.
Oh, that's my pleasure, but, you know, actually, expenses are on me. I think you might have got that wrong. So let's just take 100% of the proceeds and put them in, please, okay?
Thank you, thank you. I've had the pleasure of following you now for almost 10 years, including getting to fly out to Tahoe to hear you speak and have heard you bring in some very interesting speakers as well. I know that your total etching goes back to almost the inception. Tell me a little bit about how you discovered that early on, and I think you're the dentist that brought total etching to America, am I correct?
Yeah, that's right. Well, actually, there was a book published that one of my professors at the university actually told me about it, and it was called New Concepts in Operative Dentistry. And so I called up Quintessence and bought one. The guy says, yeah, you're among the only few people in the world that ever bought one. I said, well, hey, I want one. So anyway, I read this book, and it was totally revolutionary because it said it's necessary to etch dentin if you want to bond to it. And, of course, that was totally against all the, you know, all the professors of the United States and most of the rest of the world. But I read the book, and the research sounded right. So I read the research papers, and they sounded right. So what I did, I contacted Professor Fusayama, and I said, you know, I've read your book. I want to learn from you. And you know, would you be my mentor and help me out with this? And he said, well, of course, you know. That was totally unknown at the time, young PhD from Berkeley. And but he was a very nice guy. And he said, well, you want to come to Tokyo? You want me to come to America? I said, oh, my golly. You know, talk about gracious. So we ended up meeting in Washington, D.C. because we were going to I can't even remember what the meeting was right now. It was one of the research meetings. But that was it, BJ. That was in probably 1981 or 82.
And you had been in practice how long at that time?
3 years.
So you were definitely a early adopter.
Oh, yeah. I was the only one in America that was thinking that way, and I got a lot of flack from everybody when I started talking about it a couple of years later.
So how did people react?
The universities didn't want it. I offered it to the University of California, the lecture, and they said, no way. I said, okay, guys, I'll put it on right across the street from the university. I'm gonna change dentistry forever, which we did. I mean, thanks to Fusayama. And I can't imagine now that we was smearing in dical in all our preps. That's probably where we'd be if we didn't have Fusayama's research. So, yeah, everything changed.